Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is hit by the pitch. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Vic Davalillo. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. There goes Kindle. The throw from Triandos to McAuliffe, and Kindle is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Woody Held now playing center field. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is hit by the pitch. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Wood steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wood moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wood scores. Bruton moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Held reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Kindle moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3. Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Held reaches third base with a triple. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. 2 outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Askew and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew bunts towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Askew for the out. Alvis moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis scores. Kirkland moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Tito Francona pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Kindle moves to third. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0-for-3 in the game. LePlow takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kindle scores. LePlow moves to third. It's Indians, 6, Tigers, 6. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Adcock moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LePlow tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Indians. Paul Foytak now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wood moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to third. Walker moves to second. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Walker moves to third. Hauser moves to second. It's 9-6, Indians. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LePlow strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Hauser scores. Kindle moves to second. It's 11-6, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kindle moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kindle scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 12-6, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplau throws the ball in to Kindle, who tags Colavito, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.